This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. President Trump is contradicting his own White House on immigration proposals. AP Washington correspondent Sankar Magani reports.
White House and Homeland Security officials had said there was discussion of sending migrants to so-called sanctuary cities, which don't cooperate with immigration authorities. They say the idea was quickly dismissed, but hours later, the president tweeted he's strongly considering it, singling out California.
They want more people in their sanctuary cities? Well, we'll give them more people. We can give them a lot. We can give them an unlimited supply.
Critics said the plan was an effort to use migrants as pawns to target political opponents, and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi blasted it.
Disrespectful of the challenges that we face as a country, as a people, to address who we are, a nation of immigrants.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
The U.S. government will hold a massive auction later this year to bolster 5G service, the next generation of mobile networks. President Trump showcased the announcement Friday, declaring that the race to stand up these faster, more powerful networks.
It will transform the way our citizens work, learn, communicate, and travel. It'll make American farms more productive, American manufacturing more competitive, and American health care better and more accessible. Basically, it covers almost everything when you get right down to it. Pretty amazing.
Mr. Trump also announced a $20 billion plan to expand broadband access to rural areas without it, a decade-long extension of an existing program. The leader of the junta that ousted Sudanese President Omar Hassan al-Bashir resigned Friday, a day after announcing the military takeover. Major General Awad Mohamed Ahmad Abinoff, who was linked to the ethnic genocide in Darfur, said that he was leaving to preserve the unity of the country's armed forces. He appointed the General Abdel Fattah Burhan as his successor. Large protests continue.